Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with Super Nanny Jo Frost, and we've had her before. She's always wonderful, and hopefully everyone watches everything she's ever done. She gives the greatest advice, and now with coronavirus, COVID-19 being all the talk and all the rage, how do you deal with this, with the children? Nanny Jo, how are you?
Hi, thank you for asking. I am safe, and I am busy helping, families right now, which is good. I just want to say, if any parent has those everyday challenges, please go to Jo_Frost on my Twitter account, because I am answering questions. You know, I am there to support and help, so please go there.
Yeah, I got to say, you do as much as anyone during this situation, actually during all crisis. You've been absolutely great, and we thank you for that. What is the first thing people ask you about, sequestering the kids, right? Quarantining the kids or self-quarantining, but keeping, the social distancing. What's the first thing people usually ask you to define for them?
It's the overwhelmness, the overwhelmingness of feeling helpless, of feeling not in control of the situation. And the biggest, I think, lesson is to surrender and let go of that, and to recognize that you're not in control of this right now, but you are in control of what you can do every day to wake up with purpose and make it a choice. You are in control, and I'm gonna go through a few little things here that I think is important. You are in control of providing a flexible routine that keeps your family on track with a sense of purpose, to imply the cornerstones for mealtime, for reset, for play, to recognize the importance of continuing with education, even though many families freaked out, when school shut down and said, how am I going to school my kids for 6 hours a day? The answer is, you're not, and you're going to be okay with it. And you're going to recognize that homeschooling, and for all those parents that are already sharing their wisdom who homeschool, is very different than going to school and having teachers teach a curriculum. You know, middle school kids spend around 2 to 3 hours studying, high school kids around 4 hours, and elementary around 1 to 2 hours. With a good solid hour of reading, the cornerstones incorporate movement and edu, early learning education. I think it's important for us to recognize, as I've mentioned, movement. We have to exert that energy and that physical movement so that it doesn't become stale, because it's good for our mental health, in being able to get busy. There's so much out there right now online, and we have it on the Twitter account on Jo_Frost, some educational apps and movement apps for families to go to. But, create your own music and mime class. Put a radio on, a dance to some fun tracks from a movie that the kids like. Have a moment of just whacking out and enjoying, which I think is important, because at times like this, we do need to stay more grounded, because fear can keep us in the air. So it's important to keep grounded and present. And people say to me, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so fearful, I'm worried about tomorrow and what's going to happen next week and how long is this going to go on for? It reminds me of parents when they first have a baby and they start to think about how they're going to look after the kid when it's 5 years old. And I'm like, stay in the now. Enjoy the moment right now, because the overwhelm and fear keeps us holding on so tight, to control situations. So let go. Teach yourself that to let go and recognize in staying present and more mindful on the now will cancel out the fear, right? The fear that you're dealing with every now, and that that will help with also anxiety, because as we start to recognize the signs and symptoms of that anxiety, right, we want to be able to make sure that we can also do something to bring us in a place of calm. So putting your feet solid on the ground, closing your eyes, putting your hand on your tummy, breathing deeply, holding for two, breathing back out. You know, this teaches us to be able to ground ourselves more when we feel like we're losing ourselves in the tornado of children wowing around. And I also say to parents, make sure you do have that quiet time. Everybody's taking a time out now. It's like, set the younger kids up with things to do. You know, the elementary school age with puzzles or colouring or reading time. Teenagers on the fun things that they're going to scroll or having a moment to connect with friends and laugh with some of the neemies and the gyps that we're seeing out there. But we have to create boundaries, invisible boundaries that allow us to take a moment for ourselves. Plenty of those moments during the day, by the way, for parents as well as for the kids, because it gives us space and privacy, you know? Otherwise, we feel like we're getting on top of each other, and then that's when we can feel very stifled, and we can then become very reactional rather than responding. So it's about, you know, having fun, laughing, keeping calm, waking up with purpose, doing some homeschooling, being mindful and more present, socialization skills. You know, this is now where we are using the crutch of online to connect with others, because, you know, the importance of staying at home is crucial, absolutely crucial, you know. Yeah. And a lot of people are experimenting now that never did with food, you know, having some ideas around the different foods that they're being able to get. And for all those parents out there that said, Joe, my kids don't eat, they're about to realize that when their kids are hungry, their kids will eat when there's nothing else in the pantry.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, listen, I got to say it. I've said it before. You're the best, and you're the best at this. And I can't thank you enough for being here with us for a couple minutes. I know so many people want to talk to you. Joe Frost, thank you very, very much for being here.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Super Nanny Joe Frost, everyone, has been our very special guest. She is wonderful, and we've had her on a couple of times before, and she's terrific. She always wants to talk about this. This is her thing, you know. This is what she does, and why not? Why not love what you do, Super Nanny Joe Frost? You've seen her for many, many years on TV. She's on Lifetime now, and if I remember correctly, if I'm wrong, forgive me, but I think it's 8 o'clock on Lifetime on Friday nights, and I'm going off of what she told me last time. And binge listen, and binge watch, I should say, to everything that she's done. And she's always good, you know. Usually troubled kids and kids that are driving their parents crazy. They bring her in, and you know the deal. She comes in and she, you know, fixes them right up. And I can see why. She gets it. She understands. It's why she had tremendous popularity with her show, and has tremendous popularity beyond that. And if you go to Joe_ Frost, you can get her on Twitter. And again, Super Nanny Joe Frost has been our very special guest. At this point, binge watch everything she's done. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.